Wake up weekday mornings, LI in the AM with Jay Oliver. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the Fives. And A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta on Suffolk County's news and information leader. 103.9 LI News Radio.
All right, back at 7:08. Still to come, Laura Curran. Also, we'll have a program, a sheriff's candidate, and Larry Zacharias. It is a primary day, a day to get out and vote. And to lead us off in the spotlight segment this morning, we check in with Councilwoman Tracy Edwards, certainly on the town board of the great town of Huntington. And we welcome Tracy, I believe, for the first time to the airwaves of LI News Radio. How fitting, Tracy, is it to have your first time, and it's primary day?
I'm really excited, and thank you so much for having me join. I would love to be able to talk to you first thing in the morning.
There you go. Nothing like it, right? It's 7:05. You have your Cheerios, and you're ready to go. So this is an interesting race because you have a guy who was the staple, I guess, for almost a quarter of a century in Frank Petrone. So, you know, it's almost like bittersweet. You have kind of an iconic Petrone heading out the door and some new blood coming into play here.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Frank Petrone has built a great foundation for the town of Huntington. He is retired, and I am so glad that to have the opportunity to take the town and move forward.
There you go. Give me a little bit of the Tracy Edwards profile, Tracy, for the audience. I know you've been a board member for the last 3 years, right? 2014 is when you came on, right?
That's right. That's right. I've been a board member for 3.5 years. I've been so proud to be the town councilman, and I am a business leader, just retired. And you know what? To be in the town council for 3.5 years gives me the opportunity to know municipal government, but also enough to know what to keep and what to change. So I'm excited to the opportunity. It's been such a wonderful opportunity for me to serve as the councilwoman, and I'm looking forward to the opportunity to serve as town supervisor.
And Tracy, you mentioned, you know, you were in the business community for a while. You wanted to kind of get involved within the community itself. You know, at what point in time, I guess, was it when Frank kind of said, you know what, this is it for me? Did the thought kind of come into play right then and there? Did you feel, you know what, you could probably take another step up the ladder here? Is that how it kind of started for you?
You know, not really. You know, I have had a great experience all my life in the town of Huntington. My family has served. My dad was a Huntington police officer before we went to Suffolk County. My mom has always been a community servant. My first experience with civic life and community service is a candy striper of Huntington Hospital. So I have loved this town. I've been able to serve as the school board member in Elwood. I was the planning board chair, and then being elected to the town council in 2014. So I have had community service in my DNA, and I've loved this town and never lived anyplace else and never would want to live anyplace else.
How about that? Tracy Edwards, certainly part of the fabric for a long time as far as Huntington is concerned. Frank Petrone leaves the post after 24 years. Is it harder in your situation, Tracy Edwards, to kind of follow the figure of a Frank Petrone? As mentioned, he's done some great things within the town. The community has kind of grown up with him in a sense. Is it harder in a sense like that, where somebody has been such a staple for quite a period of time?
No, because, you know, Frank Petrone has built a great foundation, but it's always time to improve, and it's always time to take it to the next level. So I have a lot of energy, a lot of ideas of my own. I have a background, but you know, I am in enough to know what to keep, what to change, and to improve everything for the residents going forward. So it's not hard at all. I'm looking forward to the opportunity.
Now, Tracy, we have Jeff Guillot here as a political science professor over at Suffolk Community. He's going to be with us all morning, kind of breaking down some of the races here, and he's got a question.
Good morning,
okay,
Councilwoman.
Jeff.
How are you?
How are you?
Good, good. So today, Huntington Town faces the first Democratic primary for supervisor in a very, very long time. And as you know, you're looking at a situation where in an off-off year, you're looking at maybe 8 to 10% of all registered Democrats are going to turn out. which means these elections are all about shoe leather and they're all about retail politics. So have you been hearing on the doors of the issues that impact voters most, and what are the issues that you think are going to turn out Democratic voters to the polls today?
You know, with a town of 203,000 residents and 8 hamlets, 3 incorporated villages, it depends on where you are.
Sure.
You know, because when you are living in each neighborhood, what's important to you depends on the portion of the town that you live in. You know, but of course, what's important to everybody in every neighborhood is public safety, you know, safe streets, safe neighborhoods. All of us are concerned about the increase of heroin and opioid addiction, and we have to do a lot more on recovery. Taxes are always on everyone's mind, and we're great that we have a foundation of a AAA bond rating so that we could continue to work on our roads at a lower cost. But what is important to people is when you knock on the door and ask that first question. We've been out, as a matter of fact, since 5:30 this morning, just doing door knockers and retail. Old shoe leather politics is what we do in Huntington. And it's been great just walking around the neighborhoods this morning. We have a great, great town. What you have to do is you have to be important enough to you to vote and have your voice heard. And I'm just thankful to have the opportunity to live in this great town, and it would be wonderful, and I'd be so appreciative in order to serve.
And just to follow up on that, we're looking at a town where I think President Trump received more a surprising level of support than a lot of prognosticators thought he was going to. Do you think that there are national overtones that are driving turnout in Huntington Town today?
Well, you know, we'll see at the end of the day. So I think, you know, our residents are very, very smart. They want people with business experience. I have that. They want people that love the town, and there's nobody that loves the town more than me. So what I want to be able to offer is a change, but not so much of a drastic change that it's going to risk, taking our town in any different direction but going forward.
Talking with Tracy Edwards, she is a councilwoman for the town of Huntington, vying for a spot in the general election as she squares off today in a big primary on the Democratic side. Tracy, you know, you mentioned a couple of key points as far as, you know, some thought process, I guess, of the residents. You know, we've seen the MS-13 gang situation come to sort of a head here, the president making his way into Suffolk County. We've seen the attorney general here. We've seen the congressional panel here formed a couple of months ago, led by Congressman Peter King. And, you know, let's face it, we've seen Huntington Station in some tough situations all throughout. How is the area at this point in time? How would you assess it? Things I know have calmed down a big way as far as the gang stuff. Of course, the guard can never be let down. We know these task forces, almost in a coalition sense, they've been at it. But how would you kind of sense the gang situation in your neck of the woods?
Well, we have to do more. You know, gang issues are in our town. And as a daughter of a police officer, law and order is in my DNA. And I am thankful to have a great relationship with the Suffolk County Police Department. And we've already started to talk about what we need to do more. We need to have an intermunicipal agreement so that we could bring more officers into town. We need to do more within the town government to put more people on the streets patrolling 24/7. We've hired park rangers and more peace officers, and we need to do more of that. So I am really excited to partner with them, and we need to rid our town from any type of gang violence. We need to decrease crime. We need to eliminate drugs, and I'm going to be all over it.
There you go. You just heard Tracy Edwards. She is all over. And, of course, you know, you mentioned taxes as probably, you know, one of the leading topics on anyone's agenda these days. And we talk to a lot of people, Tracy, and let's face it, you know, the jobs have to be present to keep these young folks here and kind of build communities up again for the future as well. We know the county has had its troubles. There is a big deficit, $130 million or so, and everything has been said, you know, these red light cameras, the back and forth. What is it going to take to keep people here, to keep these jobs here, to keep companies from going elsewhere, and to make communities thrive again? What do you think?
Well, you know, there's a couple of things. You know, in the Melville corridor, we have a lot of businesses. What we need to make sure that we are talking with them to find out what their needs are. And my goal is to ensure that when our kids come home from college, that they're coming home with a job. And the best way to do that is to talk with the business leaders now and forecast what their needs are. That's the way that we keep our town vibrant. It gives our businesses real-time employees that live, work, and play in our town. So, you know, from a business perspective, I've already had a roundtable with business leaders. We're going to continue to do that more. We also have to go line by line from a budget perspective and see what we can decrease, because our residents want, you know, they're concerned about their taxes, they're concerned about paying their bills, and it's our responsibility to do everything that we can to eliminate any unnecessary spending. So you have to look at it all the time, every day. We also have to increase our revenue by trying to apply for grant opportunities that are out there, because sometimes you can't cut your way out of this. You have to increase revenue that is on the table. As an example, there even are some grant opportunities from the Justice Department for crime prevention. So let's, you know, put our heads together and apply and bring that money home to Huntington.
You know, it's almost like a college student who's not aware of some scholarship money that he can get his hands on in order to keep going forward here. So I like what you said there as far as the grant money. Investigate, see how much money you can actually bring into these communities and kind of build on that.
That's right.
And very important stuff there. So in essence, very key thing. Jeff, you have a question.
Councilwoman, I think you make a great point about millennial retention and economic development, and I do think that Huntington right now faces a unique opportunity to be an economic engine that drives the economy of Western Suffolk County. I want to touch upon a point that you made a little bit earlier. You mentioned that your platform is to maintain the legacy that the current supervisor has left and not deviate too much from the policies that he has in place. Is it therefore your assertion that some of the ideas that have been put forth by your primary opponent would take the town in a direction that would not be to its economic best interest?
No, you know, what I'm saying is that we have a foundation of financial stability in Huntington, but we always are open and our residents are looking for new ideas. But what you want to be able to have is the knowledge of municipal government. You have to want to have someone that has the experience of managing budgets, that can make sure that we are spending every dollar wisely. So I am innovative, but I also have the business background and the civic experience in order to move the town forward.
Final couple of minutes talking with Councilwoman Tracy Edwards, vying for a spot in the general election. She'll have to get through the primary today. You mentioned you're doing the old-fashioned way, kind of knocking on those doors and everything else. What's been the reaction? Give me a couple of comments from some of the residents there as far as maybe what they would like to see at the top of the list. We mentioned the whole bunch already, but I mean, what has been the overall reaction, Tracy?
It's really been great, you know, and you mentioned in the beginning that a lot of people just do not come out and vote in the primaries. So having the opportunity to knock on those doors, to talk to them about what's important to them and to remind them about the primary, I feel the energy. I feel the passion about the town. You know, people are passionate about anything from stop signs maintaining that we make sure that our parks continue to flourish. So the door knocking, the challenge with me is I love entering conversations with people. So I could be at a door 15 minutes. We could stop and have a cup of coffee, and we're walking down the street together. That's the best type of experience that I have as an elected official, is just having those small conversations about what is important. We have a great future in the town of Huntington. and being living here all my life, raising my kids here, and now having the opportunity to have my grandchildren here, it's just exciting in order to be out in the neighborhood. And I've been doing that for the past 3.5 years anyway, so it's not new to me to talk to people. But having this door-to-door opportunity, it's just been absolutely wonderful.
Anybody ever say to you, Tracy, please take care of these red light cameras? I mean, please help us. I mean, that seems to be a point of contention these days. Anybody bring that up to you?
No one has talked to me
really?
About that at all.
About the cameras?
They have not. You know, it's when I knock on the door and ask them what's on their mind. They're focused on the future of Huntington.
There you go.
And that's what I'm focused on, too.
Well, great stuff. We wish you the best of luck. We'll follow you throughout the day. And we'll talk soon, I am sure, as we make it down the road here.
Well, thank you, Jay, and thank you, Jeff. And have a good morning.
Thank you.
Don't forget, it's primary day. Vote Roe A.
And it's very important for people to do that. Thanks, Tracy. Appreciate a few.
Thank you.
There you go. Very important stuff. Good stuff coming from Tracy Evers. I tell you, that is a great race if she happens to get through today. I mean, think about it. Chad Lubinacci, who's been a pretty good politician.
Oh, sure.
As an assemblyman. And throwing his hat into this ring. So Lubinacci and Evers, that'd be a nice battle there.
That would be a heck of a general election battle. And I think that, you know, national overtones could really have a lot to say about this. But at the end of the day, I think you have a race where taxes, ethics, and downtown revitalization are a huge factor in who wins that general election.
You mentioned downtown revitalization. In Huntington, we have seen a transformation in the last couple of years. I mean, it is a fabulous-looking town now. And not that it was ever terrible, but it's gotten better. We were driving through there, you know, a couple of weeks ago, and Huntington has really changed for the better.
Look, I'm a small business owner, and I chose to locate my business in the glorious downtown of Huntington Village for exactly that reason. I meant what I said, that I think that Huntington has an opportunity to be the engine that drives Western Suffolk's economy, and for that matter, Eastern Nassau's economy for a long, long time, if they manage this particular moment in time correctly and can put forth a strategy that is fundamentally predicated on millennial retention and economic development.
Still can't believe no one brought up the red light cameras.
It's a county issue.
It's everybody's issue.
Well, fair enough.